And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 29th of May, 2025. May 29th is National Alligator Day. Alligators are one of the largest and most ferocious lizards in the world today. One of the most remarkable facts about alligators is that they have survived for millions of years. 66 million years ago, the Cretaceous Paleogene event led to the extinction of the dinosaurs and many other large reptiles, but alligators survived. Scientists believe several factors contributed to the survival of the alligators. They're cold-blooded, they have lower metabolic rates, and can survive longer without food. Gators also have a broad diet. They feed on a large variety of prey. They were able to adapt to the available food sources. Alligators can also enter a state of dormancy. They can do this during unfavorable conditions. Experts say this could have helped them weather extreme environmental changes. These reptiles look the same after millions of years. This phenomenon is called evolutionary stasis, which occurs when a species' basic design is perfect for their environment. That animal's evolution then stops or changes little over time. Alligators are native to only three localities in the world: the United States, Mexico, and China. Alligators typically continue to grow throughout their lifetime, with the average-sized male growing up to 14 feet. In America, alligators can be found in the southeast states, such as Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi, but the largest number of alligators are located in Louisiana and Florida, with over a million in each state. They live in rivers, lakes, ponds, swamps, bayous, and marshes, ranging from North Carolina to the Rio Grande in Texas. Sometimes you can even find this species on ocean beaches, as they can tolerate salt water for brief periods of time. The first settlers in Florida came up with the name alligator by anglicizing the Spanish word for the lizard, el lagarto. Just like cats, alligators have a unique structure in their eyes that causes them to glow in the dark. The reflection of light within their visual system improves their night vision. Alligators can house up to 75 teeth in their mouths, which get replaced when broken or worn out, and they can go through up to 3,000 teeth in their lifetimes. Alligators produce the loudest roar of all existing reptiles. They have four short legs with webbed back feet, which helps the alligator reach speeds of up to 20 miles per hour in the water and up to 35 miles per hour on land in short bursts. American alligators reach sexual maturity at 10 to 12 years old. Once mature, a female alligator will lay between 35 to 50 eggs. This usually occurs between June and August. And the babies will make high-pitched noises from inside their eggs. Baby alligators are extremely vulnerable to predation once newly hatched because they're only about 6 to 8 inches long. Raccoons, bobcats, birds, snakes, large bass, and other alligators often hunt for newly hatched alligators. So the mother will gently carry her newly hatched babies in her mouth in order to protect them. Young alligators then stay with their mothers for up to 2 years. Alligators can live up to 50 years in the wild. The American alligator is an important keystone species of the Southeast. Alligators create gator holes by digging deep depressions in the ground, which retain water during dry seasons. These holes serve as crucial water sources and habitats for a variety of wildlife, including fish, birds, turtles, and other animals. One of the main threats to alligators is habitat loss due to human activities, including draining and developing wetlands. Heartbreakingly, these sentient beings are bred for profit, whether for entertainment venues or so that their skins can be used in fashion accessories such as boots and purses. Copenhagen Fashion Week recently banned wild animal skins, including skins from alligators and their crocodile cousins. And here's a poem for today, Spoon River Anthology by Edgar Lee Masters. Did you ever see an alligator come up to the air from the mud, staring blindly under the full glare of noon? Have you seen the stabled horses at night tremble and start back at the sight of a lantern? Have you ever walked in darkness when an unknown door was opened before you and you stood, it seemed, in the light of a thousand candles of delicate wax? Have you walked with the wind in your ears and the sunlight about you and found it suddenly shine with an inner splendor? Out of the mud many times, before many doors of light, through many fields of splendor, where around your steps a soundless glory scatters like new fallen snow. Will you go through earth, O strong of soul, and through unnumbered heavens to the final flame? Spoon River Anthology by Edgar Lee Masters. This has been The Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love this amazing world.